Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Yo, what's up? Welcome to your Monday show, everybody.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
We all are here together, and this is the furthest point that we're ever going to be the rest of the week until Friday. You know what I mean? Like, this is it. So buckle up. This time tomorrow feels even better, you know? Yeah, crazy. Last week of February, which, like, January's so slow. February, like, a racehorse over here. Like,
I know.
Just flew by crazy fast. Also, this week is our 36th,
right? I think it's 36th annual Radiothon.
I remember it was a little older than you and a little younger than me. So
I have to double check, but I think it's the 36th, actually.
30-ish, mid-30s something of the Johns Hopkins Children's Center Radiothon. It's 36th. Thank you.
Cool. That's so crazy.
Wow. If you've never been here for one of these before, Jess, do you want to explain kind of the vibe for Thursday, Friday? Because it's going to be really weird when you turn on and you're not expecting Thursday, Friday. It's going to be different.
Yeah, so every year we partner with Johns Hopkins Children's Center where we basically take over the entire radio station Thursday and Friday. And everything we do is an effort to raise money for the hospital. And I think what's incredibly special about Johns Hopkins Children's Center, if you don't know, is a family is never turned away regardless of their ability to pay. And that is because of donations. And Radiothon is a really big part of that.
Yeah.
So you are a massive, massive part of that that's listening right now.
You guys raise over $1 million in 2 days every single year. It's like, it's cuckoo, it's fun, it's sad, it's depressing, it's uplifting, it's warm. It's all the feelings wrapped into 2 days. So just mentally prepare yourself Thursday, Friday. We always say, though, typically the 6 o'clock hour before we got here was like the worst hour. And we try to like just change that theory because we know you guys are awesome. So just start thinking, like, maybe you can pass up on your Dunkin' today or you got $5 extra or whatever. Get ready to help the kids out. That's going to be Thursday, Friday of this week, okay? Can you imagine winning $57,000 and then having it revoked on a technicality? We got to decide if we think this is fair today in PA, so cray cray, because, of course, Pennsylvania is exactly where this is going to go down. If you've never been here for a PA, so cray cray, let's explain, because it's not like mean. It's not a mean-hearted segment. What is this, Jess?
We don't have any beef with Pennsylvania. We just kind of created a segment because, in like, lovingly, we like to discuss our neighbors in PA because they tend to have the most like random bizarre situations going on. And we just kind of gather around and just kind of check in.
So there's a guy in Pennsylvania that won $57,000 at a casino.
It's a lot of money.
Yo, 50 grand like that. Can you imagine how awesome that would feel?
Yeah.
Like imagine that high that you would get from that. So exciting, right? But he wasn't actually given the money.
No.
Under a technicality, which we've got to figure out. Like, is this right? So this man knew that he was gambling a little too much. Mm-hmm. So Pennsylvania has this law, and they may have it here in Maryland too, I'm not sure, where there is a state self-exclusion program if you think maybe you've got a problem with gambling. Meaning no one's putting this on you.
Wait, state self-exclusion?
Right.
What does that mean?
So like you're excluding yourself from being a part of casinos or gambling in the state.
You can he submitted him his name where he's like, don't let me in, basically?
Right.
Oh, no.
The man puts himself on a ban. And actually, let's go. I'm going to have the people tell you what this is. These people that run the gaming association up in PA, listen to this.
They have an option of 1 year, 5 years, or a lifetime ban. It is enforced if they enter a casino while on the list with penalties for trespassing, and that includes a fine, and also forfeiture of all winnings achieved during the visit.
So our guy goes to a casino, even though he's put himself on this list of like, don't let me gamble for a lifetime.
And he still goes to gamble.
He goes to gamble, right? He wins $57,000. He thinks he's getting out scot-free, but they're like, hey, wait a minute. Actually,
but you put your name down?
Not only are you on this list, so we're not paying you, we're also hitting you on trespassing charges.
Wait, so he's having to pay?
Literally, I don't know what the punishment is going to be for trespassing.
I kind of hate that, actually. At least take that out of the 57 grand that he won.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine? Now, so what is fair? What is fair? Again, this guy put himself on a list. It wasn't like he was placed on the list.
Clearly, he has a problem. Clearly, there's an addiction there.
He chose to be on this list. Our guy.
He still went.
Still went.
Won the money.
57,000.
And he can't even have it.
Is it fair, though, if he put himself on the list?
I feel like they should not make him pay anything. I think they should take that out of the $57,000 he won.
It seems cruel.
At least do that. At least do that.
It seems cruel and unfair at that point. Our guy's trying to better himself. He knows maybe he had a problem with gambling too much, put himself on the list, and all of a sudden he's getting trespassing charged. I mean, or maybe, look, maybe that was just what you got to do. That's how it goes when you're trying to, like, you know, enforce these rules. I don't know. I saw this story. I'm like, damn, that's some Pennsylvania stuff right there. We call this PA, so cray cray.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
In a move to modernize Maryland's alcohol sales law, a new bill has been introduced that aims to allow beer and wine to be sold in grocery and convenience stores across the state. So this initiative, brought forward for the second time, proposes a 5% surcharge on beer and wine sold in these potential outlets. The amendment arrives just 2 months after Governor Wes Moore announced that he also wants lawmakers to remove the ban on alcohol sales in grocery stores. In 2025, Maryland is one of three states that still bans beer sales in groceries and one of 10 that bans the sale of wine.
It's crazy. We've talked about this. Like, obviously, if you're a liquor store owner, you obviously would be threatened by this. But everyone else, who else is opposed to this? Who is opposed to this? Why would you be opposed to this? It makes no sense.
I'm not. And you know what? They still are having discussions just to see if they could make everybody happy. On the table is also discussing, like, because you know how liquor stores are not allowed to operate on Sundays.
Right.
So they're possibly considering allowing only liquor stores to sell alcohol on Sundays. Obviously, that's not for sure, but that's part of the discussion. So clearly, everyone is trying to make someone, there's a compromise trying to be made, you know?
Number two.
Sony has pushed Tom Holland's fourth Spider-Man movie back by 1 week, now set to hit theaters on July 31st, 2026. That move gives some breathing room between Holland's two major releases as Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey, which also stars Holland, is set for July 17th. Now, the shift also impacts IMAX scheduling, making it a smoother rollout than the Oppenheimer versus Mission Impossible situation in 2023, when Nolan's drama basically pushed out Tom Cruise's action movie out of IMAX theaters about a week later.
Yeah.
Number one.
The SAG Awards took place over the weekend, and the awards ceremony streamed live on Netflix, hosted by Kristen Bell. And Bell's opening monologue included her singing a full-on parody of Do You Want to Build a Snowman from her movie Frozen. Instead, she sang Do You Want to Be an Actor while showing tons of clips of actors from their very, very early days. We're talking when Selena Gomez was on Barney. Take a listen.
Oh, wow. Do you want to be an actor? You are clearly not alone. Jason played a watermelon guy. Michelle learned how to fly. Jody sold us copper tone. You could get a daytime drama with a range of arcs, getting kidnapped or pushed or slapped.
Imagine, like, every commercial these stars were in, all their Law and Order, cameos.
I'm sure it's, like, so embarrassing, too, for some of these smaller roles they got started with, you know?
It was very, very sweet. A few other award highlight includes Timothy Chalamet walking away with outstanding performance for his role in A Complete Unknown, and Demi Moore continuing her winning streak, grabbing the award for outstanding performance by a female actor in a leading role for her work in The Substance.
Good for her. I think it's a good reminder, though, y'all. Listen, we all start somewhere.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We all start somewhere. You got to start somewhere. You may have been some cheesy character in some cheesy TV show, and now you're a massive movie star. But you got to start being that cheesy character first. So be that cheesy character in your life so you can move up to where you want to be, you know?
This is Jess, and that's your top three, brought to you by Goal Vision.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000.
Or that show that gives you $1,000, a chance to win it every single morning thanks to Dash In. Today, this is Jen and Tucker. Hi, guys. Good morning.
Happy Monday.
We're feeling very peppy this morning. We can tell. We can tell from the second we answer this call. You guys are ready to go.
We woke up early. We had great sleep. We woke up early. It's going to be a great day.
We love that.
All right. Well, guys, let's do this. You know how this goes. Everyone else, let's explain how we play this game, Jess.
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we will come back to them only if there is time at the end. Jen and Tucker, are you guys ready to play?
Yeah!
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. A baby cow is known by what term?
Calf.
Correct. Question number two. Which 1984 video game has blocks falling from the sky?
Tetris.
Correct. Question number three. What's the official language of Denmark?
Pass.
Question number four. What is the product of 13? I'm sorry, of 3 and 15. What's the product of 3 and 15?
45.
Correct. Question number five. What was the debut single of Rihanna released in 2005?
Pass.
Question number six. When is the next leap year?
Pass.
Question number seven. What do we call the letters that are not vowels?
Consonant.
Correct.
Question number three. What is the official language of Denmark?
Pass.
Oh, we can't pass again.
Three seconds.
I don't know.
Just try
it. You can guess.
Trust your gut.
Danish.
Danish,
yes!
Is right.
Question number five.
That's 60 seconds.
Oh,
that's
man.
Seconds.
Yes. No, it's Danish. Oh, my God.
Google it.
That was Danish.
At the buzzer, man. Wow.
Good job, Jen and Chuck. Jen and Tucker, you guys did really good today. Now, let's just, honestly, you got three right. You only had to pass on two other ones. We'll go back to those right now. Question number five, what was the debut single of Rihanna that she released in 2005?
Replay.
Yeah. Under Replay is right.
And then question number six, when is the next leap year?
Next year? I don't know.
2028.
Yep. We got a few more years on that. So, hey, yo, listen, that sleep paid off. That sleep paid off. You guys came in strong today.
A good Monday start for sure.
We learned to trust our gut in some situations here, too. I think it's a good reminder for us. And here, you guys know, the good thing with this is tomorrow it's 7 new questions. It's a brand new day. It's a fresh start. We can try all over again for that Dash In gift card. Don't forget, though, we have Radiothon this Thursday, Friday for Johns Hopkins Children's Center. So the game will be on delay there. But we're playing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And we hope you guys will call back, okay?
We will. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. And make sure to head to Dashin for top-tier performance gasoline. That means fuel at Dashin means performance standards set by some of the leading auto brands. Fill up with top-tier gasoline only at Dashin.
Morally tough question here. Would you cover for a cheating friend?
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Jessica Dutra.
This is Judge Jess.
Damn it, man. This is how we're starting the week out, like this. All right, let's get into it. Welcome to Judge Jess. In case you don't know, Jess is not an actual judge. She's just judgmental.
I'm just your friend.
And she's your friend.
I'm just your no-nonsense friend.
Your judgmental, no-nonsense friend. There you go. Long title, but good segment. So what we always say is if you're having a disagreement with someone, call our voicemail, let us know what's going on, and then Jess is going to tell you who's right and who's wrong in this situation. But the number, by the way, if you ever want to call, is 855-Kramer-Jess. 855-Kramer-Jess. All right, here we go.
Hey, Judge Jess. I don't want to say my name. I just I need some advice. My best friend, you know, someone I know for like 20 years, just asked me to cover for him. He's been seeing someone on the side, and now he wants me to lie for him. Like, if she were to ever call and confront me, he doesn't think she would, but, like, he's asking me for my commitment. He's asking me to say that we're together, so it looks like he couldn't have been with, you know, this other woman. And honestly, I feel like it's wrong, but he really asked me to, like, have his back on this, you know, almost begging, really. I'm worried it could ruin our friendship because he, you know, he's that desperate. So I guess what I'm asking is, like, should I stay loyal and just do it? Or is it, like, time to tell him I can't go along with it? Just let me know what you think. Thanks, Jess.
My eye is twitching. That's so annoying.
Should I stay loyal? At least one of you would stay loyal in this situation.
Mm.
Yo, this, honestly, though, this is a kind of a tough situation.
Is it?
One of your best friends comes to you and says,
is this
hey,
a tough situation?
I'm in a spot. I need you to help me out in this situation. If my guy, my girl ever calls,
yeah,
just say that we were together that night.
Mm-hmm.
Would you do it? for a best friend?
Two things. One, your friend is a wackadoodle. Two, run. Because the odds are he's already used you. You're just now finding out about it.
But 20 years?
No, absolutely not. If your friend cares about you, they are not going to pull you into their mess like this. Someone has done this to me before, where they used me as an alibi when they were cheating on their boyfriend.
Okay.
And I had no idea about it until he called me and was asking me questions and saying things like, well, she was with you at this time, and she said that she was with you doing these things.
Oh, it was like a whole thing.
I'm telling you, it was a whole thing. I had no idea that she was using, oh, I'm with Jessica, and I'm at Jessica's aunt's house, and we're having a sleepover, da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Wow.
And it was devastating because I do not support that at all whatsoever, and I think it's so messed up. It's one thing if you want to make your own decisions. It's your life. You're an adult, but don't pull other people into a mess and then deflect your own guilt on them and making them feel bad because they don't want to be messy with you.
But what if she would have asked?
I would have said no.
She would have come to you and said, like, hey, listen, like, I, bro, no. 20 years, we've been looking for
I would
long.
Have said no.
I think I would do it.
If you want to be like Shaggy, it wasn't me, like, live your life.
Not Shaggy.
But don't pull me into it because I'm not the one, and neither is Anonymous.
I think I would do it. I know that sounds terrible. I'm not saying that's the right answer. I'm not saying it's right. But I think if somebody came to me and was like, hey, cover, my best friend came to me and said, cover for me, I'd say, all right, I got you, bro. Like,
the answer is no. The verdict is no. The verdict is run.
Right, now we're hitting the smiley face glass.
Smiley face. Sad face.
That's the official gavel.
This is sad face.
You're so dumb.
Because the friend is being a wackadoodle. It's a whack
friend.
Hey, listen,
wait, can you call us?
Don't call.
No, I'm curious. I am curious.
No.
If you ever had to cover for somebody and like...
Yeah, I'm going to call. I'm going to tell you my story.
Was it the right thing?
I'm still traumatized.
Most people.
I don't talk to her to this day.
Brian from Baltimore. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
You've covered for somebody before.
Yes.
And how did it go?
It went fine. No problems.
No problems. Do you regret it now knowing that like you were the catalyst or the like a... part of this affair or whatever it was?
No. I mean, it was like I said, it was a long-term friend of mine. We've been friends for over 20 years. And it was kind of like, hey, B, I need you. I was doing X, Y, and Z. And he was doing something he wasn't supposed to be doing, but it wasn't with another woman.
Okay.
It was a place that he wasn't supposed to be.
Okay, enough said.
That happened to have other women there.
Okay. Yeah. So he said, instead of letting him know that I was at this other place with other women, just let him know, if this ever comes up, I need you to say that we were somewhere else.
Right.
And you got no problem with doing that. You do it again right now.
I would do it again right now.
See, yeah. And I feel like the same thing would happen with me too, you know? This is Jess from Towson. Hi, Jess. Good morning.
It's me. I'm calling my own segment because you didn't let me finish my story.
Dude, where did you go? Where are you?
I'm in the bathroom. Let me tell you my story.
Hang
because
on.
This is very important.
I look up and Jess is literally gone as we're going through phones.
You literally said, call in and you didn't let me finish my story. I'm the person. This literally happened to me. This girl that used to be my friend literally used me as an alibi in my family, used me and my auntie and our home as an alibi as she was cheating on her boyfriend, who also was my friend, by the way, who was my friend's brother. And it was so traumatizing and so heartbreaking. And I was hurt and heartbroken to be a part of the narrative, to be a part of the lies. And I'm very upset at the last guy we had on because that is wild.
Wait, Brian's still on. Brian, can you hear Jess?
I can hear Jess. She's traumatized.
Yeah, okay.
Brian, listen to me. You know what's messed up is you're out here saying that, but like if you were in that girl's position, you would be so upset if someone was part of these lies. Like you would feel so... like it would feel so, like all these people knew about what was going on about your life except you. How would that make you feel? Terrible. It would make you feel terrible.
It would. It would. But listen, the thing is, your friend didn't properly do it the way she's supposed to do it. She's supposed to tell you beforehand.
I don't care if she would have asked me, if she would have mailed me, if she would have texted me, if she would have IM'd me. The answer would have been no.
Jess, why did come out of the bathroom?
Then that's the wrong friend. Because a real friend would have said something to you first as opposed to putting you into stuff without saying anything.
I'm gonna hang up and come back on the mic. It's better quality.
He said it's not the right friend then. He said a real friend would have given you a heads up.
No, a real friend wouldn't even ask you in the first place to do that. That's what I'm telling
would.
You.
No. You know your friends. Your friends getting the things you cover for.
No, not that one.
Well, welcome back
maybe,
to the show.
Maybe a job interview? Absolutely. I'll be your reference all day. No cheating, though.
But cheating is out of limits. Okay, there's Judge Jess. Thank you, Brian.
The Baltimore Top 3 with Jess. Number 3.
A section of the Maryland Horse Library and Education Center is the temporary home for a special Black History exhibit about jockeys, trainers, and grooms who shaped horse racing in Maryland and across the country starting from the early 1800s. The executive director of the Maryland Horse Library shared that this display is actually going around traveling across the country, and we were able to get it for Black History Month this year, and the display will be up until the end of the month of February.
Number 2.
Imagine Dragons song Children of the Sky is heading to the moon. Space tech company Lone Star is set to launch a rocket from the Kennedy Space Center on Wednesday to land a data center on the moon. If successful, the band's 2023 single will be transmitted from the moon, something that's never happened before. Take a listen.
Children of the Sky.
So if you're asking yourself why this song,
it's actually the very first question I asked.
Let me tell you. A Lone Star investor said the goal is to inspire the next generation of kids to be excited about the future of space and technology, which is why they chose Children of the Sky to be the first song to be broadcast from the moon.
I mean, I guess.
If I were to pick a song and it's, and I get like the sky, space,
sure.
I get it.
Children of the Sky, yeah. Okay.
I would do Yellow by Coldplay. That would be my choice.
Yeah, it'd be a better choice. There's a lot of better choices than this song.
I get the message. No shade, no tea. I don't want to like downplay, you know,
like
the
tell
kids.
Me though, tell me why the first thing I thought about is if there is life outside of our planet, which
and
I,
this
I
is
think
the first
there
song
is.
They hear
and
on the moon.
This is what we send them. We send them this nonsense song.
They might like it.
Maybe I hope.
Number 1.
Rihanna is finally opening up about her highly anticipated album, saying that she is feeling, quote, very optimistic, and that she finally cracked it after nearly a decade. In a new Harper's Bazaar interview, she explained, "It feels like it digs right into where I need to be, and I want this." So she admitted that she spent the entire 8 years experimenting in the studio, adding, "I know it's not going to be anything that anybody expects, but it's going to be where my artistry deserves to be right now." As for rumors of its dance hall inspired sound, she shut that completely down. Rihanna didn't drop any release dates. She made one thing very clear: after waiting 8 years, you might as well wait some more.
That's true. Like at this point, like nobody's expecting anything from you. You know what I mean?
I'm so excited though. What does that mean? That it's going to be like nothing we've ever heard before.
But is that good or bad? We love Rihanna music, though, you know?
But Anti was something that we had never heard before.
That's true.
You have to let her do her thing. This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning and happy Monday.
I mean, how would you feel if your partner came home and had an expensive gift from a coworker? Would it bother you? I'm assuming if you loved your partner, maybe, probably, right? We're going to find out right now. We call this our Talk Me Out of It update. Jess, what is this?
Anonymous had this feeling that her husband is having an affair because he didn't do anything for her on Valentine's Day. So her idea was to borrow this expensive diamond necklace from her best friend and tell her husband that a man from work purchased it to see if this would provoke any sort of feeling from him. So we're just not sure if she went through with it.
Well, let me get her on. We never find out, by the way, what happens until we do it live with you. So, Anonymous, good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hi. Did you end up doing the necklace thing?
I did, yes.
Oh, no.
And did it bother him?
I was not prepared for his reaction. Mm-hmm. He was pissed.
Well, yeah.
It backfired on me.
So you came in and straight up were just like, did you go with the coworker thing that we talked about?
Yes.
And he was pissed.
Yes, he was so pissed that he told me I need to, like, quit my job.
Wait, wow. I think that's out of control. So when he sees the necklace that is supposedly from a man at work, he's upset with you? Like, where is the anger coming from?
Well, he was like, this is a really expensive gift that this person gave you. I feel like it was a combination of being upset with me and the guy.
Oh, so wait, so he's thinking, like, why would the guy feel comfortable enough to get you the jewelry?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I would have a pretty similar reaction. I would be pretty upset. And, like, how long have you known this guy? Like, is your husband familiar with this guy? Like, does he know the name? Does he know?
Yeah, he does know this guy. I mean, I've talked about him before. We've worked together for, like, 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got the reaction that you wanted. I mean,
Are you going to tell him that this is all fake? Because I think, A, there's no way you can quit your job, and that's crazy that he would even make that suggestion. But B, it's also a crappy situation because you created this, right? Versus, like, having a conversation with him. So, like, are you going to let him know that this is all false?
I would love to hear your opinions on this because I feel like I'm crazy and everything's weird and I don't want to go to work. And I was curious what you guys would say.
So you didn't say this was made up.
I was so thrown off by the whole thing. I couldn't say anything.
Oh my God.
So he still thinks this is real as of today.
Unfortunately.
And
yes.
You don't want to say anything to him. Why?
I don't know. No, I just feel so weird about it.
I think you need to tell him. Like, that's insane. Like, there's no way that... No, you need to let him know right now. And I think a bigger discussion needs to happen is, like, no one's going to tell you to drop period, point blank. Like, that's wild. But you need to let him know because there's no way that this can, like, fester in your marriage. You guys need to sit down and, like, have a discussion. And maybe talk about some ground rules for Valentine's Day because it's not that serious.
But what, though? How's that going to come off, though? How's that going
to
come off in
their
relationship in general? I don't know that you need to say anything about this.
And poor Doug over here from work is just an innocent bystander. Like, what happens if your husband sees him out in the streets and then, like, Doug gets punched in the face for no reason?
Or, girl, you better
be honest with your husband.
But what if she just handles it? I think if you tell your husband you did this, it's going to create more problems than just letting it ride out. I mean, are we wrong on this? Like, what do you, can call if you want to get in, 410-583-1065. Like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know where you go with this. I see why you're kind of stuck with it.
I wish you the best of luck.
Yeah.
I really do think you guys just need to be honest on both ends.
Thanks for the update. And if we get some calls, we'll chat about this. But thank you for the update this morning.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Who's on?
This is Laura calling in from Bel Air.
What's up, Laura?
Hey, guys.
Does she say anything or no?
She has to tell him because he thinks she's having an affair.
Yeah.
No man gets another woman diamonds for Valentine's Day unless they're having, you know what. Like, it just doesn't happen. He thinks she's having an affair. That's why he wants her to leave work. And it's never going to go away if she says she, quote unquote, handled it.
Well, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Listen.
She's got to tell him where that necklace came from. And when she gives it back to the friend, what? It's just gone?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I think if she...
the fact that, like, she is not mature enough to be in this relationship. If she thought that her husband having an affair meant she had to create one to catch him in the act. That's not maturity.
No,
Either of you guys do that to your partner.
Yeah, I think that was, like, the biggest issue to begin with, is that the conversation couldn't just be had. And now that we're in this position now, by continuing the lie, something's going to blow up.
Let's talk to Malachi. I was going to do it on here. What's up, Malachi in Catonsville? How you doing?
What's up? Doing great. How are you?
Good. She should just let this one ride out, right? She should just go to her husband and say, hey, listen, I'm everything's cool. I talked to him. Like, he got the wrong impression, but now he knows and we're cool.
No, man, a diamond necklace or whatever kind of diamonds it was, Doug might catch hands.
No, that's what I'm saying.
He could be out at the bar just
that's
chilling
what
with his
I
boys
said.
Or whatever.
That's and, what I said. He's
like,
walking down the
husband
street.
Is drinking. He's like,
yes.
That's the dude, Doug, that's trying to push up on my wife.
That's
catch
literally
outside,
what I
bam.
Said, dude. He's gonna punch somebody in the face, and this poor guy, whatever his name is, I think we gave him the name of Greg. I don't know. Like, he's just gonna get hit in the face for no reason. He has no idea what's going on.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.